And now, you like Oreo cookies?
I do like Oreo cookies.
Really?
I do.
Do you like?
I don't eat them, but I like them.
Right. It's a difference.
Yeah.
You've been on the job as superintendent of schools now for 30 days. Are you ready to turn back?
Turn back and, like, go away?
Go away.
Not at all. No. I'm loving it.
You're loving it?
Yeah.
Ah, what's been the best part so far? The unanticipated benefit of being superintendent of schools?
You know, it's been really good to run into people that I worked with a long time ago. So it's been 20 years since I worked in Minneapolis public schools, but I think the best part are seeing the kids. So today I have a full day of being in buildings. I get to read to a first grade class. I get to see the wonderful teaching that's going on. That's been the biggest benefit.
What's it like when you go back into the classroom and you see these little ones, the 5 and 6 year olds?
I love it. That's where I get my energy. So that's why I'm in this business, to serve children and to make sure they have what they need. So I love it.
Talk to me like I'm a 5-year-old. What would you ask me? I'm sitting in front of you, and here's the superintendent of schools. My eyes were as big as silver dollars. What do you say to me?
So first of all, they do not know what a superintendent is.
Oh, really?
Not at all.
Okay.
And that's fine. They should know who their teacher is. So I'll just say, good morning. What's your name? What are you learning? That's the first thing I really want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you liking school? What's your favorite subject? And then if the teacher wants to introduce me, it's really not about me being in the classroom. It's about me watching and experiencing it. Then I try to explain my role. So, the principal supports the teacher. I support all the teachers in the whole school district. And I try to use, hand signals and go how big it is. But typically they don't get it. And that's fine. It is totally fine.
Has there been a statement made to you by one of, I call them the littles, to you that has stuck with you so far in the first 30 days?
Yeah, who are you? Right? Who's a stranger in the classroom?
Man.
What are you doing in my classroom?
They're so honest.
Yeah, they're funny.
You've got a big budget in front of you, and there's a gap that everyone's been talking about. A study was released yesterday that shows a deficit in Minneapolis public schools as a part of that. Talk about the budget projections and what's ahead of you right now.
Yeah, so these are some of the toughest budget times in Minneapolis's history. So currently we are at a $110 million budget gap. That started actually as $90 million, which is the loss of the COVID funding.
Mm-hmm.
So that will not be going on anymore. This is the last year. But we also have to take into account the several bargaining groups that we're negotiating with. So that will have an impact on the budget gap that we have.
We saw where St. Paul Teachers Union has reached a tentative agreement, and they could hammer that out in the next 6 days. What does it look like for Minneapolis?
So we are still negotiating. We're in mediation.
Mm-hmm.
So we both are committed to negotiating the contract, and I hope we can settle soon.
Everyone, Lisa Sales Adams is with us this morning, superintendent of schools. Who is that person? That's what the little say. Who is that person? Superintendent of schools. Talk about what's going on with the USDA Food and Nutrition Services.
Yeah, so we're super excited. So we actually are going to have a visit from the USDA, and they are visiting model schools like Minneapolis Public Schools. And they're really coming to see our scratch cooking. So that's farm-to-school initiatives that support our regional food systems.
Mm-hmm.
And Minneapolis is really keen on making sure that we have foods that represent our student population, different menu items that you could see in restaurants, and the food's really delicious.
You have a whole nutrition center there right off of 7th Street, and you have farmers that you contract personally with. Well, that's got to be a big benefit, not only for the students, but for their families, too, because you serve them as well.
Yeah, and it's healthy food.
Healthy food.
Yep, that's important, and it tastes good.
I understand you have some shout-outs this morning.
I do. All right, so I want to take a second to shout-out and spotlight some of our MPS teams. And these are our shout-outs for February. So we have Shine Winners, and we just celebrate and recognize our staff. So Josh McComber, who is a licensed drug and school alcohol counselor. Lizbeth Wilson, who is an associate educator and interventionist at Hiawatha Elementary School. Karen Thiel, she's an elementary childhood nurse at the Wilder Center. And Alex Lang, a teacher at Whittier Elementary School.
All right. You know, in our warm-up in the green room, we were talking about foods.
Mm-hmm.
And this is National School Breakfast Week featuring oxtails. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
I guarantee you are not serving children oxtails for breakfast.
Oxtails and eggs.
Right.
You know what they'll say. What is this?
Right. Yeah. Who are you and what is this?
You say it's beef. That's what you can say.
It's a new kind of bacon. Just eat it.
Right.
But you've got a strong team of culinary workers at MPS.
We do. We are serving 40,000 meals and snacks each day. So if you think about that, 40,000. That's a lot for all of our students. Mm-hmm.
Each day you're serving
this? Each day. Yep.
Wow.
And then, you know, there's universal meals now. So every student has access to free breakfast and free lunch every day.
Mm-hmm. And this is also a school social work week.
It is. So I just want to thank our dedicated professionals who lead with compassion, with their heart, and they empower our students to reach their full potential and thrive. So if you have a special social work in your life, please tell them thank you.
And we can't go without saying that this is Women's History Month.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So you're the lead woman that we know about around here. So how are you celebrating at Minneapolis Public Schools?
I'm doing my job, showing up every day, trying to provide leadership, compassion, and hope, and just trying to be a role model.
Who inspires you?
I would say my mother, Renee Sales.
All right.
She is my foundation. She has shaped me into the woman I am, so she is someone that I aspire to be like.
Tell us about her.
So my mother is a native of Minnesota, St. Paul. She grew up in the Rondo neighborhood. She is someone who always puts others first. She loves to have conversations, so I was just talking to Chantel, asking, is she an introvert, extrovert? My mom's a raging extrovert. She's never met a stranger.
No.
She's the kindest woman. She loves fashion, style, and she likes to read. She's one of the smartest people that I know.
Wow. Aww. That is incredible.
Shout out to Renee.
I hope she's listening to you this morning.
I hope she is. I'm going to tell her I talked about her.
And Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, how are you observing that?
So here in MPS, our special education department is focused on our students receiving individualized services and equitable instruction in their least restrictive environments. And we most recently rolled out an adaptive ride-on Jeep program for our youngest students to give them independent mobility. And our parents and students say that they love it so far.
You have a lot of students. It's like a small city from all different walks of life, faiths, and beliefs. And later this month, Ramadan is upon us.
Yes, we want to wish a happy and peaceful Ramadan to our families who celebrate.
And Spring break is coming up.
We've been trying to get to this, Chantel.
So check this out. So we have spring break April 1st to the 5th, but parents, please know that on Friday, March 29th, we do not have school. So students will be out March 29th through April 5th, and I hope that people have an opportunity just to relax and enjoy this nice weather that we keep having.
So does the superintendent of schools go out on spring break?
Yes.
Yes.
No hesitation there.
Yes.
Yes.
Any special plans?
No, I'm going to hang out with my family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. Do you think they'll like that?
I hope so. So my children are grown, so we'll let them, right, you know, dictate how much hanging out. But I do have two grandchildren, so I hope to hang out with them, too.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Do we get to go on spring break with you? I mean, it's up to you to let me know if Freddie and I get to go on spring break, because we never get the spring break. Okay. Everybody else gets it.
I'm so sorry. Mine might be a little boring, but you certainly can come.
Do you have a final thought for our audience this morning and the folks who are just really celebrating your first 30 days?
Yeah, please know that Minneapolis Public Schools is a special place. They do good work, and we are here, and we're going to continue to be competitive. We want to meet the needs of all of our students in our community. And I actually wanted to share that there'll be community meetings that will be coming up, mm-hmm, to engage with the community. So please look on our social media to engage with me and tell me what you love about Minneapolis Public Schools the most. And if you were the superintendent, what would be the first thing that you would do?
All right. She's superintendent of schools, Minneapolis Public Schools, Lisa Sales Adams, with us live this morning on KMOJ. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I love being here.
Thank you so much. All right. Coming up next, more music is on the